Val Store. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Oswald's Apparel and Footwear.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
And now a star is born. On March 2nd, 1904, the world welcomed little baby Dr. Seuss.
Oh,
2 hands, 10 toes, 1 head, 1 nose.
Oh, the places he'll go.
Dr. Seuss, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
SRN News at 5.
Stand by for news.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Joe Biden says the U.S. expects to take delivery of enough coronavirus vaccines for all adult Americans by the end of May, 2 months earlier than anticipated, as his administration announced that drug maker Merck & Company will help produce rival Johnson & Johnson's newly approved shot. The announcement comes as the White House looks to speed up the production of the single-dose J&J vaccine and accelerate the nation's plans to reach herd immunity in the U.S. and begin restoring normalcy after the pandemic. A rough day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 143 points to close at 31,391. The NASDAQ dropped 230 points with the S&P 500 lower by 31. Oil dropped 89 cents to $59.75 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Sweatpants. Leave off your shoes and your bra too. Sweatpants. With zero chance I'll be doing cardio.
You know, a year ago, Brant, if I had only known how sweatpants would grow in popularity with the lockdowns and stuff. Even Levi's has jumped into the sweatpants business. I tried to find them online and did not have any luck. But the company that I always bought them from, their name is And One. I thought it was Andy, but the one was...
Okay.
Got them at Walmart, and they were cotton, and they were comfortable year-round, and then they stopped making them. Just ahead of this enormous demand for sweatpants, and they're still not making them. And as I mentioned in my column, I'm not interested in wearing clothing that looks like I got a skin graft. I just want something that's comfortable, right?
Yeah. Hey, I'm with you, man. I'm with you on that. I mean, listen, I love grilling every night, and I love my comfortable clothes, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is 4 minutes after 5. Brant McDonald with us this afternoon in studio. If you missed the announcement last hour, McDonald & Hagan, as of today, is now known as Invista Advisors.
That's correct.
Looking at the big picture. Let's go back, because this last year has been an experience on so many different levels. But and it wasn't a surprise to see as America shut down a year ago. By the way, the governor of California is already blasting the governor of Texas for going fully reopened.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means there'll be a lot of pressure on him to do the same, if he isn't recalled.
He will be.
Yeah. I have to believe he will. along with several others.
He's losing citizens to Texas as well.
Oh, yeah. And companies, Elon Musk and others.
Big time.
Problem is, do these people understand, great, go to a place that has no income tax, Texas or Florida, leave your politics behind. That's the reason your state is so screwed up, because you put people like him in there.
And the reason you left.
Exactly. Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. Try to remember that as you're crossing the state line, looking at welcome to Texas, welcome to Florida. Remember the reason you left, please. They should actually put that sign up at all those roads that enter these states. Hey, welcome, but remember. Anyway, we watched all the incredible economic accomplishment of Donald Trump crash because the country was shut down, and we watched the Dow and the NASDAQ and all the indexes drop to the levels they were at when he pretty much took office. And I remember, like, last summer thinking, well, maybe we can get the Dow back to 25 at the time. Although this started, it was pushing 30. Yet, by the end of the year, all of those losses were regained. The NASDAQ, the Dow, states that were more open than others were having much lower unemployment. The unemployment, they wanted, I believe that the forces that be in politics, we call them the owners. Joe Biden isn't making any decisions right now. We know that cognitively he doesn't even know what day of the week it is.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's making decisions, though.
Oh, yeah.
And these are the same deep state players that have been doing this right along. Presidents too often are just a front man for the real agenda. And that's what Joe is, and that's what Kamala will be when they install her. That was the key word last year when Nancy Pelosi used the word, and when we install a new president, like it's a home appliance.
Oh, yeah.
How amazing is it to you that not only knowing how bad it got early last summer, I guess, is when it really bottomed out, to where it is today, looking back on it, is that amazing?
You know, it is amazing. In fact, the entire thing really blows my mind if you think about it. I mean, really, let's just go back to the beginning. I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Okay. So let's say we're in December of 2019.
Right.
Everything's humming along. We know we have a presidential election year coming up. And I said to you, Greg, what is the one thing you think that would probably really derail Trump?
A bad economy. An economic downturn.
A disaster.
Yeah.
A calamity. Something that creates hysteria. And it just, it's almost like there were people who knew exactly what it would take mentally to kind of get, because Trump was somewhat responsible a little bit too. I'm sorry, I got to say this. There were some things he said in the midst of this crisis that were kind of bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would agree.
Yeah, no, he's...
I mean, we can't, you know, this kind of gets people's head. I mean, a lot of the moderates, you know what I'm talking about? They go, what in the...
We got a song in the system that says, think before you tweet.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were times when I wish he had...
So... I think it was a perfect sort of storm. I think, you know, this virus conveniently showed up in the United States, and because of the way our system is set up, unlike a place like China, where we do have freedom, it created a lot of hysteria. And then you got the media just hammering him to death on this.
Yep.
And then he stumps his toe or stumbles over himself with the tweets and with some of the comments, and that was enough. Few million votes, he's out.
Already, so, though, there is a great buyer's remorse building with this current administration. And even though the next election is almost 2 years away, there's already predictions on how many Senate and House seats are going to flip.
I think both are flipping.
Oh,
I really do.
Question.
I mean, the folks we talk to up in Washington, they're telling us, get ready.
Yeah. But how much damage can they do between now and then with majority control?
Yep.
Red Top has a question. Brad McDonald in the house, 272-9228. No such thing as a dumb question when it comes to money.
Well, this ain't going to be dumb. you might get a deja vu. Probably about a year and a half ago, I was talking to you about Brexit and how it was going to affect the value of the pound. And it seems like Boris Johnson and the English have come through Brexit pretty damn good, And I would like to hear your opinion on that. And as well, nobody's talking about the value of the dollar, what's $24 trillion deficit means, and how is the dollar functioning up against other currencies in the world now, and what are your future predictions for them? Does that sound intelligent enough?
No, that's a great question. It's a little bit somewhat loaded, and we're in the essence of time, I'll try to boil it down
quickly.
Here's
what I'd like to do.
Okay.
Red Top, would you mind if we take a break and then Brant will come back and address everything?
No. And I will hang up because we need to get other callers in, but I'm very interested in the Brexit thing. I thought Forrest
it's
Johnson
a great
did
topic.
A good job.
It's
yeah.
a
Thank
great
you very
topic.
Much.
All right, yeah. I would like to hear more about that myself.
All right.
It is 5:11 local news.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. $4.9 million in state funding is being awarded to cities and counties for road and bridge projects across the state. Governor Kay Ivey and the Alabama Department of Transportation made the announcement today. There were 21 projects selected. Of those awarded projects, 17 cities and counties contributed to a total of $2.8 million in local matching funds. And we expect to hear from Governor Kay Ivey this week about the progress the state is making in the fight against the coronavirus. The Alabama Hospital Association supports extending the mask mandate. Dr. Don Williamson says the order should be extended until more people are vaccinated against COVID-19. Polls are open until 7 p.m. for the special election for Alabama Senate District 26. This is for much of Montgomery County, Democratic candidate State Representative Kirk Hatcher and Republican candidate former City Councilman William Green are hoping to replace Senator David Burkett, who resigned last year. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. If you have ever considered starting your own business or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, bogoodson@charter.net.
Thursday night classes have resumed. Call today. News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedman.com for a free quote.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a terrible weather day today, I think the threat of rain will remain through much of the night tonight before ending in the overnight hours. And a cold rain at that. Overnight low temperature in the low 40s. Tomorrow, the rain is gone, and I think we'll see an improvement in the afternoon as temperatures reach the lower 60s for a high. Thursday will be the best weather day of the week. Sunshine and a high temperature in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in at least the upper 60s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In the house with us on Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM. Last hour, Brant McDonald joined us to announce that McDonald and Hagen, as of today, is now Invista Advisors. There's so many, and this is great. This is great news that the firm is growing. We have a question from Red Top that we want to get on Brexit, and we have Studio Bug, I guess, who has a question.
Well, no, actually, I just wanted to stroke your ego a little bit.
Oh?
Well, here's the thing. I'm retired, and I used to listen to a lot of morning shows, And I have started going back to work 2 days a week, and I live in a town that has a what's known as the Freedom Bridge. Now you know where I live.
Okay.
Okay, so I make the trek over to Montgomery every day.
Yes.
And the only problem is I can't get you only about three-quarters of the way into my trek. So in the morning, now I have to listen to white noise.
That's my nickname.
until you come in. But let me tell you, I'm a first-time caller, but I'm also a new listener, which has only been about maybe 4 to 5 weeks.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, and listen, the way I found you is I was tired of listening to some of these other morning shows, so I was hitting my seek button, and all of a sudden I heard, who listens to radio, and I'm going, what in the world, what can this be? And so all of a sudden I hear a guy come on, and I grew up with Wolfman Jack, and I said, you got to be kidding me. Here is a show that has a conservative view with a guy that sounds like Wolfman Jack. Has anybody ever said that to you?
No.
No. Well, I'm gonna tell you, brother, it is a compliment.
I appreciate.
I have certainly enjoyed listening to your show. I love Rich Thomas. I could not believe all these things that all your show has so many pluses. What's it called? Bumhowers.
Yes, Bumhowers.
You're always talking about Bumhowers, and I said, well, you know what? My boss takes me over there every once in a while and gets their hamburgers, and they have these awesome hamburgers. This is the only place I've ever gone to ask me how I want it cooked.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so I said, oh, you got to be kidding me. And so I took my wife over there, and we went to, she got the blackened chicken, and she got, what was the other thing, broccoli and the fried rice.
Yes.
Best she's ever had. It was absolutely awesome.
Well, you know, you guys should come and join us there some Wednesday night when we hang out.
That would be great. We got to do that. I work on Tuesdays and Wednesdays when I come over there, but I just wanted you to know. Oh, another thing about you mentioned Rush. You've been mentioning Rush Limbaugh for quite a while, but let me tell you where I am with that. My father-in-law, conservative. Conservative, oh, good Lord, about everything, turning the lights off, turning this off, turning that off, conservative.
Right.
But he was Rush Limbaugh to the bone. And so he'd come over to my house, you need to cut this light off, you need to cut that light off. I go over to his house, every single room has got AM radio playing Rush Limbaugh. Every single room. And then after that, what was the next guy? Kenny Hamlin came on. You remember Kenny Hamlin? I don't know whatever happened to him.
I don't know who Kenny Hamlin is. Mm-hmm.
Well, he was a conservative. He was a black guy, he was conservative, and just awesome. But anyway, I was one of those guys that's been riding in and not calling in. So I just wanted to say, I don't want to be one of those guys.
Well, I'm glad that you picked today to call. It's a day of celebration here, and we hope you'll come and join us some Wednesday night at Bumhowers. We're usually there about 6.
Well, thank you very much for the invitation, and maybe we can work that out.
In the meantime,
and I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you for the good words in front of one of my dearest friends.
That was a great call.
Yeah.
Great call.
Straight a little bit away from what we're, of course, when Brandt's here, you know, we can even conference you with Brandt on the phone when we do the call-ins in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So if you ever have a question of financial urgency, never hesitate to pick up and call 272-9228 because we can patch you in. But Red Top had by the way, there's some kind of special election going on today, right?
Yes.
He said that, Red Top said that his polling place, they only had 20 people that voted.
Yeah.
Which is pretty weak. I know it's not the big deal election, but there's still time to vote. About Brexit, we talked about that for a long, long time, well before it finally happened. The kind of alliances Boris Johnson might forge with Trump, because they're kind of similar. But, man, Britain's been in the worst of the lockdown. I mean, they got all these phases, and it's still bad over there.
Yeah, I know it. It really is. You know, first of all, you talk about Brexit. I thought that was a brilliant move by the people of the United Kingdom, who voted in the referendum to leave the European Union, which was really sort of taking back their own sovereignty, all of it, you know, in one fell vote. And so, but as a result of that, you saw the pound sterling really begin to strengthen. And as we went through this coronavirus mess, they were faced with a lot of the same challenges we were, let's face it. And so they've had to make a number of moves from a fiscal perspective to try to support their economy, much like we have. And the interesting thing, you know, he was asking about, you know, what's the impact on the dollar and all of this with the debt and the budget deficit that we have. And I know this is where it kind of bends a lot of people's brains, but if you think about money, and this is why a lot of the crypto stuff is getting so much attention, as well as the gold and silver and other things, why they've exploded over the last 12 months, is because all of these countries around the world are borrowing. They are literally leveraging and printing money to support their economies. It's not just the United States. I mean, I know people here think that, but that's not the case. The Japanese started this 10 years ago, and they never stopped. I mean, they've had the pedal to the metal, and they've been just ripping through. And in Japan, you look at a place like Japan, they take their money and they buy stocks with it, supporting their own stock market. I mean, the U.S. doesn't do that.
You remember how nuts people got when Bush suggested, hey, we could take your Social Security account, put that in the market and grow it. Can you imagine how wealthy all these people would be today? But everybody freaked out at that idea. Too risky.
Now, well, they freaked out because it's an unfunded liability on the balance sheet of the United States.
Yeah.
And they've got that trust fund that they can easily borrow against, and they didn't want to mess that up. But, you know, you look at, if you start with Japan and you go around the world to China, you know, China's debt to GDP is literally three times the size of ours.
No kidding.
Oh, it's humongous. Absolutely humongous. And then you keep moving along into the Baltics and go over into Europe, you know, Eastern Europe. It's the same problem. Western Europe, the exact same problem. I mean, they're in worse shape than we are as well. So the thing is, when we start talking about currencies, you have to think about it or look through this lens relative to all the other all the other countries in the world and what they're doing to debase their own currency as well. And as crazy as it sounds, and I know it causes me to roll my eyes, but the United States and its money creation and its, you know, deficit run rate is less than what's happening in the rest of the world. So when we think about the value
of the
dollar,
that's shocking to hear that.
Yeah, and so
very scary.
But with that being said, there are times when, say, Biden or even Trump, for that matter, last year when we were in the real throes and the grip of this virus, where we're expanding the U.S. balance sheet faster than other parts of the world. So there will be times where the dollar is going to dip down relative to the basket of currencies around the world. But then they get into the act and it starts to go the other way. And then Biden says, I want to do $1.9 trillion. And everyone starts to price that in. And you see the dollar starting to go down, you know, as we're debating that, you know, $2 trillion roughly in new money or new stimulus. So there is an ebb and a flow to it. But at the end of the day, the real big question is how long can the entire world get away with it?
Yeah, that's...
You cannot continue to monetize your debts this way. It just won't work. It won't last. And that is why the big fear that so many people have, including me, is inflation. Because you keep increasing the money supply, and you're going to see prices explode higher all across the globe. And that is what I think is happening right now. I think we're in probably the first or second inning of this. We could talk about crude oil, but that's more of Biden's.
That's exact, a policy.
That's a short-term thing that he did. But I'm telling you, when you look at things like what's happening in the gold and the silver markets, platinum, palladium, copper, zinc, titanium, these are all industrial use metals that are tied to economic activity.
Right.
They've exploded. Go to any industry out there. You know, I've got a condo at the beach. I'm trying to renovate it. You can't get appliances. I mean, if you go in, you say, all right, I want to get the matching set, you know, the refrigerator, the microwave, the oven, and the dishwasher. The response is, well, we can get you, you know, two of these in this package, but this one, this other piece is still about 6 weeks out. This other piece is about 4 months out. And so then you go to look at another package, and it's crazy. Same thing's happening with the automobile sector, you name it. I talked to a friend of mine, local guy, windows and doors. The price increases on a month-to-month basis are going up like crazy. They had a 6% price increase just in 1 month.
Holy cow.
And so when you look at the action in these industrials that I've been talking about for so long, not the tech companies, but the industrials, they've got incredible pricing power. I mean, these stocks are going up because they know, the market knows what's coming for them. It really does. So that's a long-winded answer to his question, but inflation is going to be the worldwide issue.
We're going to come back to that. If you have a question for Brant McDonald, and a reminder, one of the things we're doing today is celebrating the growth of his firm with a new name, Invista Advisors. Same number, right?
Yes, same number.
3870094. We'll check traffic here in a second. Should probably take a look at the Live in Fear Doppler. See if there's any chance this rain is going to end shortly. 40-degree difference from Sunday to today. So if you had your AC on Sunday, as we did, you'll have the heat on. If not for the better part of today, it does look like the rain is beginning to clear out. But we didn't have any heating or AC issues. We had plumbing issues on consecutive weeks. And it was really great as a Clark's Club member to be able to call 277-2125. We had a toilet that the apparatus, whatever they call that thing on the top, was busted apart. We had a drain that was anything but a drain. That was clogged. So we called them out, and they took care of that, did a great job. And then our garbage disposal retired after 36 years of service on Sunday. So Monday we called 277-2125. And by early afternoon, we had a new garbage disposal, and all was well. They also took care of a couple of issues with leaks and so forth. Got it all done. When you're a Clark's Club member, you know that they're going to be on the way when you call them for whatever the reason. But investing $159, and this is the only investment advice I'll ever give, to have that membership is worth it, because now, you call them now and join the Clark's Club today, you'll get the first of two annual tune-ups to your heating and AC, so it runs efficiently. You save money on power with that. You can invest that with Brant. You'll also have the peace of mind knowing that should something go wrong on the coldest or hottest day of the year, they're a phone call away to take care of business for you. Awesome people, too. I mean, really, really, they're the best at what they do professionally, but as people, they're just amazing. So you'll like and feel comfortable having them in your home. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. It's 5:30. Let's see how traffic is doing.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. We are very busy right now on East Boulevard at I-85. Another congested spot, Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway to I-85. East South Boulevard, a little congestion there, as well as Norman Bridge outbound to East South. I-65 and 85, busy through downtown Montgomery. No accidents to pass along to you at this moment. Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota. They've got the Toyota you've always wanted. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Flickering lights, snaps, crackles, and pops from your electrical outlets? Keep your family safe. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie, and it's done.
License number 15033.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey, I'm Jordan, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A new Grilled Spicy Deluxe is that cilantro lime sauce that goes on it. That's just an extra kick, a flavor explosion.
Hi, I'm Catherine, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe is the spiciness of the chicken and the coolness of the cilantro lime sauce. It's the best of both worlds.
Chick-fil-A's Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich, available for a limited time only. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Businesses that run like clockwork establish routines they trust. That's why over a million companies rely on Cintas. We'll help you protect employees and customers with essential safety supplies. Inspect your fire protection systems and devices. Hygienically launder your uniforms. And keep you well-stocked with the leading hand sanitizers and disinfecting wipes. Learn how Cintas can help you open your doors with confidence.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
This is Zach with Bry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Polls are open until 7 p.m. for the special election for Alabama Senate District 26. This is for much of Montgomery County, Democratic candidate State Representative Kirk Hatcher and Republican candidate former City Councilman William Green are hoping to replace Senator David Burkett, who resigned last year. $4.9 million in state funding is being awarded to cities and counties for road and bridge projects across the state. Governor Kay Ivey and the Alabama Department of Transportation made the announcement today. There were 21 projects selected. Of those awarded projects, 17 cities and counties contributed to a total of $2.8 million in local matching funds. And we expect to hear from Governor Kay Ivey this week about the progress the state is making in the fight against the coronavirus. The Alabama Hospital Association supports extending the mask mandate. Dr. Don Williamson says the orders should be extended until more people are vaccinated against COVID-19. I'm Ellis Huskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a terrible weather day today, I think the threat of rain will remain through much of the night tonight before ending in the overnight hours. And a cold rain at that, overnight low temperature in the low 40s. Tomorrow, the rain is gone, and I think we'll see an improvement in the afternoon as temperatures reach the lower 60s for a high. Thursday will be the best weather day of the week. Sunshine and a high temperature in the lower 70s. I think we'll be in at least the upper 60s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Shot in the arm from J&J, you need one dose to vaccinate.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV at 5:36. Brad McDonald is in the house. The big announcement earlier this afternoon was that McDonald and Hagen shall henceforth be known as Invista Advisors. A question I wanted to ask, because you had advisors approaching you about joining the firm.
That's right, yep.
That's
from North Alabama to South Alabama. I'm talking Huntsville, Birmingham, Mobile.
Pardon me, that was a misfire.
It's just one of those things. I mean, we've been incredibly blessed. We are so grateful. But we've become one of the largest registered investment advisories in the state. And with that, just it requires a deeper vision from a management perspective. Mm-hmm. And with me as a CEO, you got to think through these things. And yes, it's been great having the name on the building. We've had to go through a couple of name changes throughout the history of our firm with various names and this and that. And it's just time to have a permanent change that better identifies who we are. And I think being in Invista, that big vision for clients is, the name just says so much. And it's a great story to tell. So
that must be not only flattering, but cool, because one thing I've always loved about your firm are the amazing people that you've already got on board that team.
Mm-hmm.
They have that that special quality. There's more than just knowledge there. There's more than just wisdom or a certain look. You can tell they're the best at what they do. And are you able to recruit to add to that from these advisors that want to become part of what you're doing?
Well, absolutely. In fact, I wouldn't even say we're recruiting. There are a lot of people. In our industry, there are advisors who might manage, let's say, $30, $40, $50 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
In my world, they're small. You compare them to our size, we're probably 15 times that size. So with our infrastructure, we built in the ability to scale because of we have very, very well-defined processes. We mm-hmm. manage all of our portfolios in-house. We don't farm it out to a third party. I mean, we're just so uniquely different than everyone else. And even advisors who are with the big brokerage firms here in town, mm-hmm. some of those gentlemen or ladies who have a client base and they're thinking, wow, I might want to be affiliated with what they're doing over there, because we're sort of unique and cutting edge. We think outside the box.
You know what? All the people that I've met over the years that found out about you or came to you through this show, they all say the same thing. They make me feel like I'm their only client.
Yep.
In other words, special. Firm may be getting bigger, handling, a large amount of money, but you haven't lost that personal touch with the people that picked you. We have Brian on the phone. Brian, good afternoon. It's 5:40.
Hey, Gray. This is Vaughn Taylor. I just wanted to call in and congratulate Brian on the big news today. with the name change and everything. I have I've been working with those guys for about 10 years, and I'm just really proud of what they've been able to do, you know, for so many people and for me. So the segue there, I used to work with one of the big institutions, a client of one of the bigger institutions in town, which I won't mention their name, but the service you get with Brand's team is just personal. He knows every client by name. You're not a number. It's just a you know, great firm that he's, great team that he's building. So I just want to call and say congratulations and look forward to another 10, 15 years.
That is cool. We sure do appreciate
wow,
the
I appreciate that. That's incredible feedback. I really do. And it was interesting with him. We had a pretty interesting insurance type case with the fear of rising taxes. You know, right. A lot of people are looking at how can I shelter income in the out years where I can try to generate tax-free income. And that's a big deal, a really, really big deal. So we're, you know, it's interesting some of the insurance work we've been able to do in that area.
Thank you so much for the call and the good words.
Yeah, thanks.
Take care.
Buddy.
That, by the way, I've talked to listeners. My financial needs have been rather different because, you know, being here in Montgomery was also part of a rebuild that began many years ago, you know, in the early part of the previous decade. So my needs initially were things like insurance and coverage in case something happened to me. Brand's firm helped me with that. And now my vista is, you know, I care. I want to make sure that my loved ones, that we're building something for them over the long term.
You know, Greg, the great thing about you, man, is, and we talked about this the other day. I mean, most people who listen know the stage of life you were in when you got here. And there was a lot of repair work had to be done. And you took the bull by the horns and did that. You know, you got your credit score improved. You know, we got a handle on the budget. We did all those things. And we used the insurance as a stopgap way to make sure. Now Greg is to the point in life where he's becoming self-insured. And it's a really beautiful thing in the hard work, you know, that you put in.
It feels great, too. You know, we always talk about becoming managerial about your money. Let me see if I can put this correctly. Why you own what you own and why you own it. How's that phrase?
Know what you own and why you own it.
Why you own it.
Yeah. In fact, we did a portfolio review today. Early this morning, I had some clients come in. We went through the portfolio model, and they were so happy because the returns were great. I mean, this was a good year for us.
Sure.
But we go position by position, you know, looking at the charts, explaining why we did that, and so on. And they understand it. It's not just a name in their portfolio, some index name. They know what that is and what it means and why. So.
My next investment will be in a new chair for the studio, and I apologize, Brant, that everything in here squeaks.
Yeah.
Maybe the next time you join us here in studio, it will be in the new one. But in the meantime,
I love it.
We got to get a chair here, and I will be talking to Kaiser, and really the only thing that's stopped me so far is time, to see if they don't have the chair that will be the throne from which great broadcasting. You know what I came up with today? You know, Rush always described himself with talent on loan from God, and I always took that as him being facetious. I am now not stealing, but adapting that same term for me with talent on loan from a pawn shop.
Oh, gosh. Come on.
No.
Oh, come on.
I like it.
No.
You know, a good pawn shop.
Well, that's Greg's humility. You know, that's his humility coming
just
through.
Just thinking.
We need to start a fundraiser for a new chair for Greg. I think, you know, listeners who are out there, we need a new chair for Greg.
Well,
we seriously do.
The old one is over there in the corner, and
nobody can say that you didn't. That chair didn't give it all it had. It gave its life.
They got that from a prop set from I Love Lucy, I think. And this one that he's in now, what was that?
That was Dr. Sam's.
That chair actually was gifted to me by the company because they listened. And we had a bad studio chair. That was like 10, 12 years ago. And they gifted that, and it worked for so long. In fact, they came and fixed it a couple of years ago over some issue. But now that it's...
Finally gave up
well,
the ghost.
Well, the armrests are spread out. It gave its all it had.
It did.
So I'll be heading over to Kaiser, and I believe I'm going to be doing that on Saturday. I've talked about it, just haven't been able to make the time, but every time I squeak in this thing, it just makes me determined to go take care of business. Kaiser is 65,000 square feet of choices. You mentioning the supply chain. This is one thing I want to emphasize. At Kaiser, their trucks have been coming in, and they've been able to keep stock. So you're not going to hear any issues on inventory over there, and everything in the house is marked up to 50% off at Kaiser Fine Furniture. If you go big, you can do a 0% account with Synchrony Bank for qualified customers, and you have three of the greatest furniture experts anywhere there, Stella, Cheryl Pitts, and Dale Thornell. They can answer questions on decor, color combinations, and so forth, or let them know what you're interested in seeing and the budget you've got, and they'll line up the choices for you. That's how good they are at what they do. 4044 Wetumpka Highway, and any financial advisor would know that when you can buy something at 8.25% sales tax instead of 10%, that's money you can invest with Brant McDonald. See? I'm thinking it. My thinking is changing with each and every day.
I love it, Greg.
Shop Wiser by Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is March 2nd, Old Stuff Day. It's a day to celebrate things like, well, your job, your marriage, this winter. Or celebrating stupid holidays every day. You know, all the things that are getting kind of old. Have a lovely Old Stuff Day.
Speaking of which, Rusty Aldridge in the wings.
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
Here on Old Stuff Day. Hey, I have a lot of nerve making a statement like that. By the way, we had a call earlier, and I got a text from my friend Marianne. 21 people voted in the special election. This is the Senate. Kirk Hatcher, William Green, apparently the turnout's been weak, to say the least.
I'm sure the weather didn't help.
No, this is not the kind of day. Although I know on November 3rd it had been like this, the Trump voters would have, you know, absolutely swam to their polling place if they needed to. It's 5:49. Brant McDonald is in the house, and earlier this afternoon we announced yet another growth move. McDonald and Hagen, now Invista Advisors.
That's right.
And for those who have never had the opportunity to sit down with a financial advisor and had to, you know, take a step back, take a look at, you know, how you're currently managing your money. Is there a better way to do it? Ask questions. You hear terms and things on the news you may not understand. Take the opportunity to sit down with somebody at this incredible firm and see how you might make better use of the money you work so hard to make. So congratulations on the new name. Anything else you want to...
No, other than, you know, we are obviously super excited about it. We're grateful to the entire state of Alabama and the local community for the trust and respect they've given us. And we're going to continue to earn that every day. And this name change is just part of the controlled growth that we continue to experience every year. So many, many thanks to everyone listening out there for being a part of our family and the growth that we've experienced. And hopefully, you know, this will be the last time we have to go through this, right?
Well, it's exciting. And you're going to stay in the same building?
Absolutely.
I love that spot out there.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
That's a great place it's so serene.
It is.
Really love it out there.
We do, too. Real quick, who you got tonight, Auburn or Alabama? It's a basketball game.
Auburn.
Yeah. Really?
Bruce Pearl.
Hey, I talked to him this morning. He's a little nervous.
Really?
Yeah, I talked to him this morning. He's nervous about this one tonight. But, hey, they're going in there to win it. We'll see what happens. Alabama's been on a roll.
It's not a football game. We know who would be winning that, so.
Yeah. No matter who they're playing, right?
By the way, who is the new coach at Auburn?
Brian Harsin.
Yeah.
I've not met him yet. He's been hard at work. He's hard to get a hold of.
I know you have many, many close contacts with the school.
Yeah.
Hey, how is our buddy, we had him on the air one time, the guy that was a great pitcher, actually.
Yeah, Tim Hudson.
Tim Hudson, how's he doing?
He's fantastic. I talked to him probably 3 weeks ago or so. He's now the pitching coach for Auburn baseball.
No kidding.
Yeah, he doesn't need the income. He just loves the sport.
It's because he had you manage his money.
Well, hey, I appreciate that. But no, he's doing great. He's doing really well, enjoying his children and all of that. He's very charitably inclined. You know, he's got a lot of work he does with his family foundation there. We support that. And he's in good shape.
I see his name come up
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame, yeah.
Yeah.
He's certainly got numbers that make him worth consideration.
I think so. I mean, I really do.
How long before he becomes eligible?
He's eligible now. He was in there this year. You got to get 75% of the votes, as you know, but he didn't get in, but it was his first year.
Oh yeah. No,
he's got some years to go before probably he gets put in.
Derek Jeter's go in on year number one.
Yeah.
Most of the people in the Hall of Fame, some took 10, 15 years.
That's right.
To get in.
Yeah.
But he is one of those guys, by the way, they look at statistics these days with analytics in baseball. That's what makes his case stronger.
It really does.
And I just can't believe it's been 5 years since he stopped.
The number of no decisions that he had, the number of no decisions in the lifetime ERA is so strong.
See, they don't hold that against pitchers now. They don't look at how many wins you had because the win has become sort of a meaningless thing. They look at, strikeout to walk ratios and
all that. Yeah.
The math is barely within my grasp because, frankly, I'm not that bright.
And he's got a World Series ring. Sorry.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there are guys, who was it that's played, I was watching a documentary on Ken Griffey Jr., and I remember watching his dad play for the Yankees in spring training.
Me too. I've got his baseball card.
Hall of Famer, first ballot, no World Series ring on his finger.
Yeah.
And I got news for you. I'll bet he'd trade almost anything to be able to say he had been at least one champion.
Mm-hmm.
Happened to my favorite baseball hero, too, Ernie Banks, but he played for the Cubs. Yeah, the Cubs, yeah.
Yeah.
We used to sit in the stands at Cub games and chant,
"You suck." And you can keep returning.
But that's another time. Brand, thanks for coming by.
Hey, man, always enjoy it. I look forward to it every time. And listen, I'm excited about this new name. And
yeah.
We'll be talking to you tomorrow.
I'll start practicing. Invista Advisors. The number's the same, 387-0094. Take care. 555. Yep. Final look at the road.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy around the boulevard still this afternoon, especially East Boulevard and East South Boulevard. Atlanta Highway, still a lot of congestion coming out of downtown from Madison Avenue. Very heavy traffic on I-85 northbound from Taylor Road to Chantilly. And we're still moderate to heavy through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We have no accidents to pass along to you at this time. Invisible Fence also sells and installs doggy doors. Some even have security systems only allowing your pet inside. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
I just checked the Living for Doppler. There's still some rain out there making its way through one band and then another one that's currently working its way through Mississippi. And that should be the end of it.
Bye, sexy.
Was that for me or Brand? We can always dream on that, right? Anyway, back in the morning, Rich Thomas will be rejoining the morning show on Thursday.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
So that means Rosie and I are going to exit. This amazing growth development for the company. I'll see you with Jesse, Lynn, and Jay Scott tomorrow morning. Have a great night, and thanks for punching us on.
Adios, muchacho.
Pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Texas is lifting a COVID-19 mask mandate that was imposed last summer, but has only been lightly enforced. Republican Governor Greg Abbott's announcement Tuesday makes Texas the largest state to do away with a face covering order that he ruled takes effect on March 10th. The decision comes as governors across the United States have eased coronavirus restrictions, despite warnings from health experts that the outbreak is far from over. Texas has seen a sharp plunge in cases and hospitalizations in recent weeks. More than 42,000 people have died from the virus in Texas, trailing only California and New York. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 143 points to 31,391, the NASDAQ dropping 230, the S&P 500 lower by 31, oil down to $59.75 a barrel. This is SRN News.
A heart attack? He was 47. What about Janice and the kids? Do they have life insurance?
No.
Call Select.